The move Seattle levy will raise $930 million in property taxes. But that big pile of money won't solve all the city's transportation problems, so officials have had to make some hard choices about which projects to fund and which to push further down the road. Today, we're going to hear from some people who will benefit and from some people who feel left out. We'll start at Aurora Avenue North, at the far northern edge of the city. A rapid ride bus pulls up and drops off a couple of guys in wheelchairs. One of them is named Daryl Merriweather. I watch him as he scoots down the shoulder of the road. Only a thin line separates him from cars traveling much faster. He tells me what it's like getting from his bus stop on Aurora to the senior housing where he lives.
The sidewalk was tore up. Infrastructure, man, they need to improve this infrastructure here, man.
So what's it like trying to get around here safely on Aurora North in your wheelchair?
Well, I haven't been hit yet. I'll be hugging this right here. Come close, but I haven't been hit yet.
Merriweather's story really upsets Richard Dykster Hughes. Dykster Hughes lives nearby, and he walks this stretch of Aurora a lot. He's been pushing City Hall to build sidewalks here.
You've got to have separation between cars and people walking.
Dykster Hughes is 88 years old, and he set this goal for himself.
I want to live long enough for people to walk stem to stern in the city of Seattle, east, west, north, south, and not be fearful.
And so he's angry that a big plan to make Aurora Avenue North a lot more pedestrian-friendly was not included in the Move Seattle levy. He says it could be another decade before Aurora gets the attention it deserves. He's urging his neighbors to vote against the levy.
Taxation without representation is tyranny. Okay, we're being taxed, we're not represented. We're not at the table.
But other people are excited about the levy's investments and the changes they could bring to the city. Shefali Ranganathan runs the Transportation Choices Coalition. She met me at Broadway and Madison to tell me about the bus rapid transit line that would run up Madison.
It will be the city's first investment in real bus rapid transit, actually the region's first.
You mean we haven't had bus rapid transit in other parts of the city, like the D line and the C line and stuff like that?
I think Rapid Ride is a step close to bus rapid transit. I think the challenge with true bus rapid transit, as you look at it, internationally, is how can we give transit its own lane so it's as reliable as possible.
So these buses here on Madison will have their own dedicated lane separated from traffic. That line will run from downtown all the way to 23rd Avenue at the top of Capitol Hill. Ranganathan can already imagine it.
I can drop my kid off at daycare, get down to my job, go to a doctor's appointment at Swedish, and I can do it in a fast and reliable way.
Without a car.
Why on earth would I want to drive?
A tenth of the city's residents and almost a third of its jobs are within a half mile of Madison Street.
This is a vibrant, humming corridor, and people want to live and work here, which is why we need to make the investments so that it works to be able to do that.
Ranganathan bristles at the criticism that Seattle's farther out neighborhoods aren't getting as much out of this levy. She points to smaller projects the levy will build in the north and south ends of the city. 150 blocks of sidewalks, bike paths, and safe routes to school. If this levy fails, the mayor and the city council will have to come up with another one that voters would pass in future years. But the city council will look very different starting next year, when council members will begin to represent districts instead of the city as a whole. They could bring some very different priorities to the table. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.